So Sawyer Gibson Long, huh?
Yeah. Remember him?
Yep. It's weird. Best record in the American League. Kind of been there for a while. Still seeking major answers.
Well, here's something that's good for the Tigers. The bullpen in August had an ERA of 2.98, which was second in all of major leagues.
Okay.
Not in the American League, in all the major leagues. So maybe it's a good sign that the bullpen's coming around.
Mm-hmm.
Chuck Bunny was not good last night.
Nope.
Almost got out of it. But alas, he hung a curveball that went way over the wall for a grand slam. It was unfortunate. And the Tigers, you score eight runs, you got a pretty good chance of winning that game. It is the third time this year that the Tigers have scored eight runs or more and lost. And they've done it 25 times. I think they played 25 games. They've scored eight runs or more. So it literally is right around 9 out of 10 times you should win the game. That was one you didn't do, and it sucks. So go back at it tonight. Sawyer Gibson Long taking on some pitcher with last name McClain, who's been really, really good in limited duty this year, 20 in the third innings, but ERA is below one. The whip is below one. He hasn't given up many hits, like 10 hits in 20 innings.
248-539-9797. Let's get back to your open line calls. We go to Jay next on 97.1. Hello, Jay.
Hey, what's up, man?
Hey, Jay.
Hey, Jay.
Yeah, listen, I'm a long-time listener, first-time caller.
Okay.
Now, check this out. The reason why I'm saying what I'm saying is because with the Detroit Lions and with Ben Johnson going to Chicago, right? So with Ben Johnson, with his offensive mind, he's a genius at that. So with the Lions, they got my man, the new guy, the new offense coordinator. And what I hear is that he's going to open that offense up, man. He's going to open that boy up to the point where J-Mo, St. Brown, all his offensive weapons, Jamar Gibbs coming out of the backfield, he's going to open that boy up as far as their skill set, passing, you know, the Jared Goff going to be passing to them guys. And so with that, what I'm saying is that Jared Goff is going to be, you know, he's going to have a field day with Ben Johnson's defense, because Ben Johnson, when he was with the Detroit, he kind of limited them guys. He held J-Mo back. He held all the skill
players.
You think he held back the Lions' offense that had the second most passing yards in football last year?
No. Listen, this is what I'm saying. What I'm saying is that with the new coordinator, He's going to give them guys a better opportunity to be successful. You know what I'm saying? As far as their skill set, ability to catch the ball, going downfield. Because you really look at it, they didn't really go downfield that much.
Okay, Jay, can I ask you, you said something at the beginning of this call. You said what you're hearing, do you have a source telling you this, that they're about to open it up?
No, I'm just going by what the new offense coordinator has said early on.
I'll say
that's
this.
What he said. You know,
I'll say this, Jay. I think that Jameson Williams is poised to have a monster year. I don't know if he's being opened up more. I think he's deserving of the opportunities because he's had to earn that. He's had to earn the trust of the team by being able to run better routes, catch the football. And by all accounts, he's done all that work. And what we've seen at practices are, they're throwing deep to J-Mo in practice, and he's making the plays. If that's what it means by opening this thing up, sure, I'll go hook him. Fine. But they threw the ball all over the place last year. The only team that threw the ball for more yards was Cincinnati. They ran the ball extraordinarily well this last year. There were only five teams in football that ran the ball for more yards per game than the Detroit Lions did.
Points per game?
Yards per game.
What about points per game, though?
Points per game, the Detroit Lions led the National Football League last year with 33.2 points per game.
Yeah, I'm not sure that there's a need of any dramatic opening up.
I think you might see, but to this point, I think you might see more plays of 50-plus yards because Jamison Williams is more ingrained in this offense than he was last year.
So there was a play last year. Maybe it was, I can't remember if it was last year or 2 years ago. J-Mo's going deep, and he turns and looks over his right shoulder on a deep ball, and the ball lands to his left. And I was looking at that, and I looked at it a couple times, and I saw a replay, and it made me wonder if that was an example of him turning, him looking over the wrong shoulder. And when people say that they don't throw it deep or they don't have a deep, there's a lot that goes into having an effective deep passing game. One is offensive line has to protect longer. Two is the receiver has to win the route. Three is quarterbacks to deliver the ball. And a lot of times those are reading what the defense is. Like the route tree concept, when you ball snapped, hey, you go deep if this is the coverage, right?
Yeah.
They got three high safeties. You might not want to go deep. So, you know, there's a lot that goes into them successfully throwing deep, and that it depends on how teams defend you too.
Yeah, I think it's a maturation of the player in Jamison Williams. I think that there were a bunch of examples you could have pointed to in his first couple of years in the league where he wasn't looking where he was supposed to look, or he just the route wasn't the right route. And it's fine because he's grown and he's become better. He got better every game last year and became a real threat for this team, where to the point this year, now he looks like he's, like I say, I think he's going to have a monster season.
And what's happened with Jared Goff and his time is in Detroit, he built a strong relationship with Amon-Ra St. Brown. It shows on the field. It shows in practice. There's clearly extra work put in. And J-Mo has been catching up. And it feels like, yeah, now he's at the point where, I mean, we'll talk to Goff about it next week. You know, about how much, you know, where he is now with J-Mo as opposed to Amon-Ra. Because you don't just show up, I've got this skill set, and immediately everybody's on the same page, right?
Yeah. But as far as opening up the offense more, I don't know. I mean, the Lions averaged the second most yards per game last year in the NFL, behind only Baltimore. And they scored more points than anybody else did last year.
248-539-9797. All right, Gator. In the eyes of Vegas, who in college football moved the needle the most with their win on Saturday? And who was hurt the most? This is as measured by making the playoff.
I think, I mean, the easy one is to say Ohio State. So it's either Ohio State or LSU.
Okay. And who do you think hurt their chances the most?
Alabama.
Of making the playoffs. Okay, I'm just looking for one more number here that I'm not seeing. That is, okay, got it. Team that helped themselves most in terms of percent chance of making the playoffs with that win. According to Vegas, Ohio State is now they're minus 1,000 to make the playoffs, a playoff change of plus 14.54%. LSU is now minus 175. They are 21.97% better chance to make the playoff because of their win over Clemson. Team that was hurt the most was Alabama. Their chances of making the playoff dropped 24.64% with that loss. I'm a little surprised. Florida State moved up, but only 10.49%. Two teams remained unchanged. Clemson with their loss, Michigan with their win. Also Florida with their win remained unchanged. The odds didn't move at all. So kind of interesting. But Ohio State got the biggest bump. Alabama took the biggest hit. I'm sorry, not Ohio State. LSU got the biggest bump. Alabama took the biggest hit of teams and their playoff chances. According to Vegas. Speaking of college football, I'm going to empty the bucket today at 12:50.
Here we go.
Yeah, we will do that when we continue here on Carson Anderson on 97.1 The Ticket.